Welcome to God's Loving Kindness in the Morning. Let's begin with Martin Luther's morning prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We give thanks to you, Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have protected us through the night from all danger and harm. And we beseech you to preserve and keep us this day also from all sin and evil, that in all our thoughts, words, and deeds, we may serve and please you. Into your hands we commend our bodies and souls and all that is ours. Let your holy angels have charge concerning us, that the wicked one have no power over us. Amen. How should we operate as believers in church? Romans 12:6-16 has some things to say about this. Would you believe that we should work on using the gifts that God has given us? Surprise, surprise. The reading from Romans. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches, in teaching. He who exhorts, in exhortation. He who gives, with liberality. He who leads, with diligence. He who shows mercy, with cheerfulness. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor giving preference to one another. Not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. Distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Well, look at your giftedness. The text says, use the gifts that you have. Recognize that you're not like everybody else. We can talk about our physical attributes. Some people are fat, some are skinny, some are tall, some are short. God is not concerned with the physical. He is concerned with the heart. King Saul was a handsome and winsome man physically, but he was a plague on the people in other ways. God sees the heart. That's why he chose little King David, no stature, but a strong heart. The heart is where the spiritual gifts lie. They are not palpable or observable in any physical sense. People typically have one primary gift and then secondary gifts. The Holy Spirit gives gifts to God's people for the strengthening of His people. Some people have more than one gift, but every believer has some gift. Recognize your gifts. We can't serve one another very effectively if we do not recognize the gift we have. We need to ask the Holy Spirit to help us identify and use the gift we've been given. Sometimes another Christian can see our gift more clearly than we can, so maybe we should ask other Christians when we just can't see our gift. Use your gift. God gives spiritual gifts to be used. God invests in His people. We need to be the wise stewards to manage and get the most from what He has given us. God desires us to use His gifts. Matthew 24, verses 45 through 47. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his master made ruler over his household to give them food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Assuredly, I say to you that he will make him ruler over all his goods. Isn't this an entreaty to Use what skills and gifts the Lord has provided. Jesus never rebuked his disciples for their gifts, but rather encouraged them. He sent them out to be doers. Why is it that we belittle one another and deny God's opportunities for service to our fellow believers? The point here is that God's Word calls on us to use our giftedness. We are not all alike in the spiritual gifts we have been allocated by our Creator, but we all have something that we can share with the body of Christ. Where's your gift? Are you using it? God calls on us to know it and use it for the building of the church. Well, spiritual gifts do build the church. Their use entails loving. So how do we utilize loving? Love truthfully. It starts with recognizing our gifts. Be honest with yourself. Adjust your thinking. Recognize what is evil. Embrace what is good. It looks at using those gifts in the lives of others. Love and honor one another. Recognize who others are in Christ. Serve the Lord by serving them. Pray in good and in hard times. It looks at our doing, allowing those gifts to flow through one's life. Provide what is needed as you can. See needs. Give generously. Have a hospitable attitude. One cannot use one's gifts without a game plan. There are those who are interested in what you have, not in what God desires for God's use. Psalm 55:21 says this, "The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet they were drawn swords." Ah, yes, we have people that don't want God's gifts. We need to focus on needs and then be practical. James writes this in his second chapter. "If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, 'Depart in peace, be warmed and filled,' but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit?" The theme of the movie, Prince's Bride, is true love. It is a movie that is concerned with the physical. But when it comes to spiritually building one another up in love, why do we have such trouble with the theme? Why would we do almost anything else than love one another practically? The point is this. There are a variety of gifts. They are exercised or used when we love the church, the body of believers. This does not mean that spiritual gifts are used only in the church, but it does mean that our loving begins in the church and then extends to the world beyond. We need to be honest and truthful in our loving behavior. Well, how can one love practically? Well, face the world practically. Be a blessing. Focus on those who are down on you. Do good to them, not evil. Cultivate a positive attitude. Empathize, sympathize, discern what is needed. Work with others. Don't get ahead of the pack. Work with everybody, not just those whom you feel are worthy. Recognize who you are, not who you are not. Be realistic. It is God who changes hearts, both ours and those to whom the Lord sends us. He does this for our good. Jeremiah 32:39. "I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever, for the good of them and their children after them." Well, today's text calls on unity as well, not just unity with those that we agree with. Romans 12, verses 14 through 16. "Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion." Have you noticed how hard it is in life to be agreeable? It seems like everyone wants to go the wrong way. How many times have you had to give in, and yet isn't working in God's kingdom related to working in unity with one another? The point is this. We can accomplish nothing if we work in a vacuum. The body of Christ, the church, is only built when we work together. Our focus needs to be on blessing and working toward the blessing that Jesus Christ wants to bring to the world through us. Christians can have their heads in the clouds, but the import of today's lesson is that we need to have our feet on the ground and our hands busied in the work of the world in order to bring the world to Christ. In God's schoolroom, today's lesson is in the intermediate category. It means that prerequisites have already been passed. It means that we have understood the general plan of God's redemptive work through Jesus Christ. It means that we understand that Jesus Christ was sent by the Father to the earth to redeem sinful man, that's us, from the bondage of sin, death, and the devil. It means that we understand that we have been redeemed, bought back from bondage to sin by the blood of Christ, spilt on the cross 2,000 years ago. It means we have accepted Him in our lives, that He has come to live inside of us in our heart. The Bible talks about the Spirit of Jesus or the Holy Spirit, same thing. It means that in some way God Himself indwells our spirit, that we are livened, given life through God's activity. It means that we understand that the Holy Spirit gives spiritual gifts, that these gifts are given for the edification and building up of the church, the earthly institution that carries on the work begun by Jesus Christ. With those prerequisites, we can understand today's lesson about being and using heavenly gifts, heavenly spiritual gifts in this world of ours in practical ways. Do you want to know more? Try joining us for worship in Silver Hill at 10 a.m. As we end our time together, let us join in the prayer our Lord Jesus has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. Receive the Lord's benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning devotional is brought to you by your friends at historic Zion Lutheran Church in Silver Hill. We believe that the Lord calls on His people to worship Him and share His word. Zion Lutheran Church is located on the corner of 7th Street and 4th Avenue, one block south of State Highway 104. We worship each Sunday at 10 a.m. with a traditional Lutheran service. Zion is located one block south of State Highway 104 near the historical Silver Hill Library. We share the Lord's Supper on the first and third Sundays of the month. Do you want additional information about our Lutheran fellowship? Go to our website, www.lutheransinsilverhill.com, or call us at 945-5209. God bless you. Have a good day.